From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Tell me about what happened for you guys when you went to do your solstice swim.
Well, Leon, so we would normally do our solstice swim today, as you know, the shortest day of the year. But due to an incoming southerly blizzard for Casey Station, we did ours yesterday. And so we had 25 expeditioners go swimming in about minus 1.8 water, and we all survived to tell the tale.
So nobody lost a nipple or whatever. Tell me about the process of doing that. Like, what sort of access do you have to the water? Do you need to keep sort of some sort of thongs on your feet to stop freezing to the ground? How does it work?
Leon, it's really well done, but all those things that you just mentioned factor into it. So because it is so cold, it is about minus 7 yesterday, which is not too bad for this time of year at Casey Station. So all the swimmers had to ensure they had gloves on so you don't stick your hands to the ice and have them stick to it for good. Also, you have to wear shoes, again, to make sure we bring all the toes out of the water with us. We also have to prepare the swim hole, which is about 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters. And we do that by cutting a hole in the ice, which is over a meter deep, using very long saws and then pulling out the ice with an excavator. So it's takes us a couple days to get it ready, and it was luckily, again, the weather was nice enough to us that we were able to get that done and get the swim done as well.
So you all have to take a dip into the hole one after the other. Did anybody chicken out?
No chickens. Everybody who signed up went in, and like I said, that's 25 of us, and I think everybody enjoyed the experience after they warmed up.
How long has this tradition been going on? Is this sort of linked to the Dark Mofo event, or has it been happening for decades, Chris?
My understanding, it's been happening for decades, and I don't know if it is linked, but it should be, because Hobart, of course, is the gateway to Antarctica for us. And so we know that many people back at Tasmania and Hobart and Kingston, that where we often work, are all participating in the swim today.
And this has been happening at our stations right across Antarctica, am I right?
Yes, Leon, you are correct. So the three of us, so Mawson, Davis, and Casey, all did the swims. We all did it, I think, slightly early this year, again, due to weather. We tried to do it on the day if possible, but we got to make sure that we can get into the water on a day which is a combined wind chill of less than minus 45.
I'm just being sent a photo, Chris, that we're going to put up online, you'll be pleased to know, of you getting into the water as part of this swim. I can see the ice hole. You've got a metal ladder sticking in there, but it's had to be covered with some sort of foam so that nobody sticks to it. And it's fair to say that it looks like you're sort of gasping a little as you're lowering yourself in.
Thank you for sharing that photo. Yes, and I'm sure that I was gasping. In fact, the first 20 seconds or so that you're in the water, at least for me, and I think most of us experience, you have that real kind of almost a hyperventilation, just adjusting your body. We have a 1 minute maximum that we can stay in the water just due to the temperature and the wind chill. And so most people just do a quick dunk. Some of us stayed slightly longer. But again, all out within the minute.
You have to watch for a weather window when you're doing it in Antarctica so that nobody gets lost or loses a body part. Chris, you mentioned that you did it early because you're buckling up for a blizzard. So tell me, what's on for you today? What's keeping you busy at Casey Station?
Being the Midwinter's Day officially, we have the enjoyment of a wonderful feast this afternoon, which we're getting ready for. We will also exchange gifts, midwinter gifts as we call it. We also have many videos and emails from home that have been sent down to us, including Minister and the Governor General. So we'll watch those. And I think most of the day we'll be getting everything ready. It's about a 7-course meal, so we're all looking forward to it.
Well, that's fantastic. Chris, really appreciate you talking to us. Have a great midwinter feast.
Thank you, Leon.